USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A Wisconsin prosecutor called Kyle Rittenhouse a gunman with no honor or legal authority to kill two men during protests last year in Kenosha.
One of the things to keep in mind is that when the defendant provokes the incident, he loses the right to self-defense. You cannot claim self-defense against a danger you create.
Assistant District Attorney Thomas Binger challenging Rittenhouse's claim of self-defense August 25, 2020. President Joe Biden signed the $1.2 trillion Infrastructure and Jobs Act, marking an important victory for the president following months of quarrels among House and Senate Democrats. Biden signed the bill in front of the White House while flanked by members of both parties in an effort to portray the bill to the American people as a bipartisan effort. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Steve Bannon, a longtime ally of former President Donald Trump, surrendered to the FBI following his indictment on contempt of Congress charges. The former White House advisor and right-wing media personality spent about 4 hours in custody before being released on his own recognizance by a judge at a court hearing Monday afternoon.
I'm telling you right now, this is going to be the misdemeanor from hell for Merrick Garland, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden. Joe Biden ordered Merrick Garland to prosecute me from the White House lawn when he got off Marine One.
Austria begins lockdown of all unvaxxed citizens 12 and older.
The Austrian government has started a nationwide lockdown for unvaccinated people to combat rising coronavirus infections and deaths in that country. The move prohibits unvaccinated people 12 and older from leaving their homes except for basic activities. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook is being sued by the Ohio Attorney General.
The Ohio Attorney General is suing Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook. Dave Yost filing the lawsuit against the social media giant for securities fraud, claiming it misled the public on how its algorithm was controlled. The lawsuit says from April 29th to October 21st of this year, the company and its senior executives misled the public about negative effects its products have on the health and well-being of children. Yost saying instead of looking out for children and weeding out online trolls, Facebook created misery and divisiveness for profit. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Wyoming Republican Party will no longer recognize Liz Cheney as a member of the GOP in its second formal rebuke of her criticism of former President Donald Trump. The 31-29 vote in Buffalo, Wyoming, by the State Party Central Committee followed votes by local GOP officials in about one-third of Wyoming's 23 counties to no longer recognize Cheney as a Republican. In February, the Wyoming GOP Central Committee voted overwhelmingly to censure Cheney, Wyoming's lone U.S. representative, for voting to impeach Trump for his role in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Cheney is now facing at least four Republican opponents in the 2022 primary. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.